Did you ever hear any calls to sheep around here?
Sheep?
Yes, sir.
Well, my dad had a few sheep. I believe he said, "Coo sheep, coo sheep." Something like that, what he'd call them.
You know, if a man had to get his horse ready, he was going to use his horse to pull a wagon, what would he say he had to do to the horse to get him ready?
Well, you have to harness him up. Hook him up, maybe.
Do you ever say hitch him up?
Yeah, say hitch him up. Hitch him to the plow, or hitch him to the wagon, so forth.
What did you call those things that you held in your hand to guide the mule when you were plowing?
Lines. Some of the rope on each side you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's lines, plow lines.
I see. What about the things that you used to guide the horse when you were riding him?
That's a bridle rein.
And those things that you put your feet in when you ride?
Stirrups to your saddle to get up on.
Okay. Did you ever hear people around here talk about having a lead horse hitched to a wagon if you had several horses?
Yeah. I'm here to I used to haul logs around in there, but they would have four mule horses. They'd have a lead team. That is a head.
I see. When we were talking about farming, did people ever talk about any kind of crop that would come up even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer. Yeah, sometimes there'd be some volunteer stuff come up.
What was that usually?
Well, maybe it'd be something like where you'd grown something the year before, like your grain or something, it might stay there and come up some next year. But I never did get enough volunteer to farm on it, but it might be a little come up.
I see. Say if a man cut his hay off the field the first time and then it came back up again the second time, would he call that anything?
Well, now it's still all hay, but used to when it didn't grow as grass like it do now, maybe grow a pea vine or something, they'd call it a second crop.
Second crop. How many did you usually have?
How many crops? Well, most of the time we just had that one. Sometimes it done good, it'd make second, but not more than second. But this hay, like they grow here now, they get three or four, five cuttings a year, say season hits right. Don't get to, now this year, they got so dry in summer, they like they'd have gotten the hay. But when they get rain, they can cut it four or five times, about every 5 or 6 weeks.
Right, that's it. Do people grow much corn around here?
Don't grow any now. They used to. Well, they never did grow any corn except the fellow tried to grow enough for his own use, but there was no growing corn for the market here. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, a man might have a little he could spare and sell to some fellow that didn't have enough.
Used to, what would be a pretty good yield for an acre?
Well, we used to, way back yonder, they didn't fertilize much, they got 15, 20 bushels an acre, but they got to fertilizing, sometimes they make 30, 40 bushels, but they never did make no big yield like they do in the corn belt where they got good land.
Yes, sir. I see.